You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Hotline is lighting up. Joining me now on the phone, Dr. Drew, our buddy. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Hey, Mario. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Always a pleasure. Of course, everyone's talking about coronavirus. So what is it that we really need to know, Dr. Drew? Because we've heard this panic before, whether it was SARS, Ebola, bird flu. I mean, there's just been a litany of these. But how serious is this and what do we need to know?
It's serious for people for whom their job is to control outbreaks and to treat infectious diseases. For the rest of us, this is just a bad flu season. If you look, 280,000 people were hospitalized with influenza in the United States. 16,000 have died so far in
right.
the United States.
Wow.
And when it comes to corona, it's, what is it, 100 cases now? I mean, really what we should be saying is, look, if you want to be frightened about something, we should be practicing these sorts of techniques every year. We should be washing our hands. We should be getting our flu shots. And don't panic, everybody. Let the people whose job it is to control this do their job, and the rest of us go about our business. The reality is we should be taking our hats off to the World Health Organization and the equivalent to the CDCs throughout the world and the various countries that have had outbreaks. So they have effectively controlled these things. It's been really a job well done. Now, let's all get on with our business.
I love it. I love it. And you're absolutely right. And it is sort of ironic that it takes something to this degree to tell people to simple things like wash their hands and let's be a little more cognizant of our hygiene. So What about these people that are stockpiling things like bottled water? What are some of the other things we should have with us?
None of those things are necessary. The only reason you'd want to stockpile anything is in case you became quarantined because you actually have the virus or got immediately exposed to it.
Right.
The probability of that is less than you winning the lottery. So this idea that people are running on the grocery stores is ridiculous. And I'm just watching the extent to which the press is going to fan the flames of panic. The panic is
yes.
the problem, not the virus. I saw a news outlet the other day show footage of an ambulance approaching a cruise ship. This was their promo for the 11 o'clock news. Then it was their lead story. And at the end of showing 3 minutes of footage of an ambulance at a cruise ship, they went, well, there was a fight on this cruise ship. A couple people were injured. Nothing to do with the coronavirus. Yesterday, the CDC had a conference. And again, the reporters, what are people who are financially strapped supposed to do with the high prices of Purell? Somebody from the CBC stood up and said, wash your hands, it's better. I mean, this is the length to which people are going to make people crazy. And they're getting crazy. I saw footage of somebody with a hazmat outfit around walking onto an airplane. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
You are more likely to win the lottery than die of coronavirus right now if you're a young, healthy adult.
And you're absolutely right. The media is to blame, and only the CEOs of Purell are laughing all the way to the bank.
Right. Somebody quipped on Twitter today, I'm in Purell. That's where I am. I'm in Purell. as it pertains to this whole story, I've been saying it for a month. I could see what the press was doing, and I knew the panic would have real consequences. Now we have supply chains interrupted. My elderly patients are scared they may not get their medication, which they might not.
Wow.
These are real consequences of the panic and nothing to do with the virus.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. Moving on, this is really cool. You're part of this new movie called Final Kill. It's out now. Looks like nonstop action, and you're acting in it, correct?
It's crazy. Whenever actors sit across from you there and say, playing yourself is the hardest thing, do not believe them. It's easy. And it's an interesting premise. I'm a doctor. I'm trying to take care of this guy who's incredibly anxious, but he won't tell me why. So it's a really interesting premise. And then the audience gets to see why.
But you don't know. So how are you supposed to diagnose him?
That's the point. He won't tell me what he's doing, why he's so upset, why he's so anxious. I kind of get a hint late in the movie. So
got it.
Maybe there'll be a sequel.
How'd you like wearing that acting hat? Would you consider doing more?
You forget, Mario. I played the Olsen twins' father in the cinematic Triumph New York Minute. So it's here and there. It's always fun.
That's why there were whispers of an Oscar due to your performance. I remember that.
It was a triumph, I tell you.
Do people from unsavory walks of life ever ask you for advice in real life, sir?
Everybody asks me to write all the time. Absolutely. It's hard to walk around, and I love people, so I feel guilty if I can't spend the time to answer. The hard part is people will often, you know, ask me these incredibly complicated questions that conservatively would take about 6 years to treat, and they want me to solve it now.
Right, exactly. Well, you do a lot of discussing, at least on your live show on YouTube. Ask Dr. Drew. What sorts of topics are coming up the most with your callers these days?
Well, you know, it's really awesome. I mean, now we can really do live streaming right out of our house with calls. It's incredible. It's like doing my own talk show, and we have thousands of people show up and ask questions, and it's really whatever. So I both get calls and watch them on the stream, so I get written questions and verbal questions, and obviously, it's been corona lately, but it's often, you know, opioids, pain medication. It's whatever is on people's minds.
Right. And you know what I love is that you're committed to helping the homeless. And we definitely have a serious
issue
with
that. Well,
that
is my thing. That is my thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that is one of my grave concerns, by the way, as it does pertain to corona.
I was actually thinking that.
Yeah, if that gets in the homeless population, we have a massive problem. They've allocated literally billions of dollars to the corona outbreak. How about a little over here for the people that are dying at three a day in our streets, which is what's happening in the L.A. County area? Listen, if three people were dying a day of coronavirus nationwide, people would be running screaming in the streets. Mm. We have three a day that die in our streets in L.A. County. What are the politicians doing? And, man, if the corona gets in there, it is going to be bad times for all of us.
You mentioned politicians. There was rumors floating out there that you might dip your toe, into the political field. Do you have political aspirations?
I do not. That was just me talking on the Adam Carolla podcast about how upset I was that I'd actually contemplated that because I have to do something. People were so kind in response to that. I thought, well, maybe in a few years I'll do something. If they haven't solved this problem, I feel like I have to.
Well, that's
I can't believe it. I can't believe I live in a country where people are allowed just to die on the street. And they're my patients. These are people I know how to treat.
No, I agree. And that's unfortunate to hear because I'd vote for you.
Thank you, Mario. I'm going to come to you for campaign contributions.
Don't get crazy. Don't get crazy with the contributions. The support you'll definitely have. No, always nice chatting with you. Everyone, please go to drdrew.com for all of his podcasts. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in.
You bet, Mario. Good to talk to you.
You too, bud. On with Mario Lopez.